Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Aaron Boyer, the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Back with Aaron in just a moment.
There's a lot of talk about made in America. Let me tell you about something that's made in America and has been for over 85 years. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings are made right here by people who care about quality of both materials and workmanship. Whether it's a metal roof for your home, a custom steel building, a shed or greenhouse for the backyard, Mueller means quality. Mueller has four manufacturing facilities right here in the U.S. And with 33 branches for sales and service, there's a Mueller location near you. When you choose Mueller, you get the best quality products to protect your family and your property. And you're supporting local jobs and local families, hardworking folks who are proud to provide a product made right here in America. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings, over 85 years of making customers' dreams come true. And after 85 years, you can trust we're doing things right. We can give you a more beautiful home, greater comfort, and better peace of mind. Visit MuellerINC.com or your local Mueller location today. Mueller, made in America, made to last.
Economist for the U.S. Meat Export Federation, Aaron Boyer, says right now, exports are really doing well, firing on all cylinders.
Exports just took off in the second half of last year, and we knew that we should be in a very positive position, but it took a while to get that momentum really going. And now that's carried on with exports running up double digits to the start of this year. We'll have February data this week. And it's been really driven by Asia, which, again, we knew the fundamentals were there. As we started producing more beef in this country, the exact same time Australia slowed down dramatically after their drought. It's been sort of a supply side advantage, but at the same time, we've had consumers in our key Asian markets continuing to, rediscover U.S. beef, and we continue to regain market share. Korea has been amazing, and it's kind of firing on all fronts. So we've had very strong food service growth. We've rolled out, since we're in Texas, American barbecue. We've done everything from steak week to this year, we're actually doing more of a burger week focus. So just to show you the breadth there, and where our real focus is in Korea as well as Japan is on retail this year. So we're rocking on food service, and we're doing everything we can to build further shelf space for chilled U.S. beef at retail. And it's really exciting for U.S. producers because the chilled is where we're growing. For Japan and Korea, their imports of U.S. chilled beef were up 40-50% last year, and we're seeing that continue into this year. And so again, our retail focus, real high quality, obviously, but not just middle meats. We're talking the Asia cuts going there. So adding value to every head back here by increasing that demand for cuts not as preferred here in the U.S.
On Korea, what has really happened there that has turned it into such a dynamic place for U.S. beef?
Yeah, Korea is like my model market right now. What's really exciting in Korea is that their per capita consumption is setting records. So we're not only displacing Australia, and actually Korea bought more from Australia last year as well, but it was a very minor increase, whereas the U.S., we were up, 40%. So Korea's demand for beef is growing, and their domestic production is down. So we are displacing a little bit of that, but total demand is increasing because per capita consumption, set a new record last year. And so they've surpassed that pre-BSE level, and they continue to consume more, and it's just amazing. As I said, we're kind of firing on all fronts, so food service is very popular. Korea is a really interesting market because they have a very high single household share, and so this is driving things like home meal replacement and, a huge focus on convenience, which I think in the U.S. it's kind of a challenge for beef to be the convenient item. But in Korea, we're doing everything we can to have beef included in these home meal replacements to some extent, and just focusing on the convenience aspect. And obviously at food service, singles have no problem going out to eat. So again, featuring U.S. beef from Korean barbecue to steak to even burgers. But at retail, again, having convenient, whether it's marinated or ready to go product, all of these items as well.
Economist Aaron Boyer of the U.S. Meat Export Federation on Korea and the love affair they have right now with U.S. beef. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey neighbors, the 2017 edition of the Griswold Cattle Grass to Grid Bull Sale is this Saturday, April 8th, starting at 12:30 p.m. in Follett, Texas. They'll be selling 250 bulls, a tremendous set of bulls, Angus, Sem-Angus, and Irish Whiskey Angus bulls. For details, you can call John Griswold at 405-780-3300 or go to their website, griswoldcattle.com, to see the catalog. The Griswold Grass to Grid Bull Sale this Saturday. It'll be live on DVAuction.com. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.